Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 7:17. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. We've, of course, been following the South Africa's reaction, maybe bizarre reaction, to Russia-Ukraine war. Has it, in fact, divided the country? Darren Bergman is the DA, Shadow Minister in International Relations and Cooperation. He joins us this morning. Darren, good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
Well, I think you have.
I am good, thank you. Or first of all, what can we make of South Africa? What is South Africa's official reaction to the war? Let's start there.
I suppose it's bizarre, but is it surprising and shocking? No. You know, it's typical, isn't it?
So, what is the official stance of the government?
Well, I suppose if you listen to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, that they would want Russia to withdraw. If you listen to the president's wishy-washy, it's that they would want mediation. And then if you listen to the ambassador at the UN for South Africa, it's that we abstain from the vote.
So all of that together means we either are very simply not prepared to take a stand against Russia.
Yeah, we like yard well, no fun. I suppose in Facebook terms it's complicated.
if it was a Facebook relationship, it's complicated. When the president speaks, is he speaking on behalf of the country or on behalf of the ANC? Because that's also equally as confusing.
Well, you know, I would like to think he speaks on behalf of the ANC. You know, I was privy to a portfolio committee discussion where the chairperson, who's the ex-premier of the Northwest, asked the question, they sent the screenshots of the votes of the UN. Mm-hmm. So he asked the question, what do the X's next to the name of some of the countries mean? And I said, those are the countries that voted. They got the answer wrong. And, you know, I think that hit the nail on the head for the people in that group. Because, you know, when you look at history and you look back in history, I think our country will definitely be remembered for being on the wrong side of history, and I think we do it continuously. Our international relations is an embarrassment to a lot of people that live in South Africa that keep on saying, oops, there we go, we've put our foot in our mouth again, you know, and that's the constant story of international relations since after the days of Nelson Mandela, of course.
That said, the Nelson Mandela Foundation themselves have come out with the most absolutely bizarre statement that makes no sense. So we definitely seem to have lost our moral compass. What do you think it is that is leading the country and the ANC in particular astray?
Well, it's the oligarchs here. I mean, the Jacob Zuma Foundation came out with their statement. So it says the oligarchs here, starting with the oligarchs there. But the truth is that we have our international relations policy vested in the history of our loyalties to countries that were loyal to anti-apartheid struggle.
Right.
Which means that going forward, we could never move forward because we're always stuck in the past. So anything that happens going forward, it doesn't matter who's the aggressor or who the victim is, it's always going to just be seen as the one that was loyal to, he who was loyal to us. Is the victim, and the other person is the perpetrator. So you'll get these bizarre statements. You'll get these, you'll get these uncalculated comments. And the fact is that this vote was an opportunity for South Africa to choose between war or peace, and they clearly took the opportunity to mess it up.
What they're suggesting is that any friend of the country or during the apartheid era or any friend of the ANC remains a friend for life, which is very noble, but of course not so noble if that friend, if you're supporting that friend in a humanitarian disaster and perpetuating a humanitarian and crimes against humanity. How long does the ANC think that these people, that these countries and friends should have immunity? I mean, is this something that the ANC actually introspects, or do they just come out with statements that we expected to believe?
Well, this is problematic in itself, you know, in the growing list of rogue states. I think South Africa finds itself very comfortably within it and almost chairing the congregation. So we've got Iran, we've got Cuba, we've got Palestine, we've got all these countries that, you know, rogue states, and I said Palestine, but with all these countries that have not made the list in the West, there's questionable countries here where the sanctions still hold. And South Africa holds a firm alliance to them. And you would think that with time gone by, that we would have moved on, or we would have said, well, there's mistakes that are taking place. But when it comes to something like Cuba, we, who can't afford it at the moment, are still sending aid to Cuba in the form of donations, not in the form of loans, but in actual donations. And it's not the 53 million rand that's reported. It goes far beyond that. You know, Russia, the same thing. Our support of Russia right now is going to cost every single person that's currently in South Africa, because it's fuel prices, it's the shopping basket.
Mm.
And these are the kind of problems that we bring into ourselves just in the name of loyalty.
Is there anything to be done? How do we challenge this? You know, it's absolutely infuriating to sit back as a South African, to drive on roads that haven't been maintained, to see, to note the fact that we haven't put enough money into infrastructure for electricity, water, and anything else, knowing that government is sending money to Cuba as donations, knowing that it is making very, very poor decisions that is going to cost the country more when it comes to local costs. Is there a way to demand transparency? Surely there should be some forms of checks and balances here?
Well, look, for the first time I've launched a petition against our government. I take petitions very strongly, and this is the first time I've launched on an international relations arena, and this is against the stance on Russia. But citizens have to learn to open their mouths, and they have to learn that they have a mouth. And it's not just at the ballot boxes. It's in their IDPs. It's in protests. It's in a whole lot of other ways and means in which they can. But the worst thing they can do, and it's almost as abstaining at the UN, is to just sit back and keep quiet and allow this to carry on the way it is. So, you know, for people like myself, the signing of the petition is something that I believe that when I take that up in the petitions committee and I rally it there, I know that the ANC is divided on it. I know that not everyone in the ANC supports the Russian position. So you're creating a wedge within the ANC. You know, you're putting ANC against ANC in that regard. You know, these are starts. These are steps. Because someone within the ANC has to challenge the other people within the ANC. And hopefully logic wins over loyalty. But you have to start somewhere. You know, the way to eating an elephant is to begin in the first part.
Right, right. John Steenhuisen, when he spoke to us last week, said that the DA is bringing urgent a request for an urgent debate, and it had been pushed, and then it was ongoing. Is this likely to happen soon?
No. So at this stage, the Speaker predictably has found an out. So we're going to close that out, and we're going to resubmit the urgency debate motion. It was a soft reason as to not allow it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll resubmit. We'll carry on trying. We can't let this rest. You know, this must have been what we were looking at in 1937. You know,
Hitler went into the land.
And you got all the West. You got all these countries going and dithering around whether they should enter, whether they shouldn't, whether they should have stronger action or whether they shouldn't. These are the times when all the countries should have had a position by now.
Absolutely.
And there's no doubt that we should force our country into a position, regardless of whether it's Russia or Ukraine. We need our residents to know that the people they're voting for, this is who they stand behind.
Darren Bergman, Shadow Minister in International Relations and Cooperation, talking to us about Russia-Ukraine war dividing the country. 727.